The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
What's up, Nate? How's it going?
I'm feeling a little better. fought the bug last week.
Oh, yeah. Those are always fun.
So on the tail end of it.
Yeah.
Had to do that thing where, you know when you go to, like, Target or any drugstore, they've got the decongestants. You go through there, the ones you can buy, and then there's one where there's a coaster.
A coaster?
Yeah, and you got to pull it out and bring it up to the pharmacist.
And that's like that hardcore shit because, like, a meth, right?
Yeah. It didn't used to be hardcore shit. It was just regular, cold medicine. And then all of these fucking tweakers and meth heads started using it to make meth, and then it became a thing. And it's, for a while, you couldn't get it at all. And then now you can get it, and it's different from state to state, but... Yeah, you have to get it from the pharmacist. You have to show ID. You have to sign this. You have to sign the little electronic pad that says that you're not going to make drugs with it and all this other stuff. So, to combat the meth heads who are, honest. Look, yeah. I was going to make meth with it, but I signed my name on the pad. So,
now I'm not.
Now I'm not going to make any meth.
Wait. Oh. Waited to tear. I was like, yeah, I was thinking about it, but oh, shit. Like, you guys are real about this. This is making me change my mind.
It said right there, a federal law. And it's the same federal law that it's at the head of those video cassettes that I used to dub off. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Federal law. That's great.
For the record, I never did that.
For the record.
For the record. I tried, but they looked like shit. So it was like, oh, fuck that noise.
Oh, man. I remember that. Video cassettes. VHS. That was a thing back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a retro thing, too. There are people. If you go to, like, Salvation Army, you can find everybody's old VHS cassettes.
I think I still have it. I think I still have a VHS player, too, but now I can't even hook up the damn DVD player to my TV now. So I have season two of, what's that called? Oh, my God, it's, like, one of my favorite shows, Broke Girls. I was going to say Broke Bitches, but that's not correct. Two Broke Girls.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I was going to watch that because I got the second season for Christmas, and I can't watch it because I can't seem to hook the damn DVD player up to the TV. And no one... See, there's times where, like, I really want a girlfriend just so I can, like, watch TV or, like, watch movies because then I don't have to set up my shit and then I can, like, cuddle.
I see.
Does that make me a horrible person? That's, like, the only... Like, the Golden Globes were on last night. This is going to be a week delayed.
Right.
But, you know, they were on last week then. And when I saw that they're on, I was like, I really wish I had a girlfriend right now.
Or an antenna.
Do they still make those?
Yeah. Yeah. All of these big flat screen TVs, you plug in a pair of rabbit ears... And you scan it and you get all of the local network channels in beautiful high definition. They're not compressed. They look great. And even some digital sub channels. Like, I work for Fox 40. We've got on 40.1 is Fox 40. 40.2 is antenna TV. So it's like old TV shows from like the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And then we just launched 40.3, which is this TV, which is MGM's movie channel. So those are all free over the air. You just need an antenna.
Oh,
which is like $12.
Maybe I'll get one of those then. But I really wanted a girlfriend. But maybe, you know what's funny? My friend
antenna's cheaper, by the way.
That's so
just
true.
Just clearing
especially
that
since
up.
I don't have a job right now, I probably should just go with what's more cost effective. And my mom like got mad at me for like being gay the other day, and then she was like, "Well, you can't like you need to get your shit together. How are you going to support like since you're the guy?" Or I don't know. She just assumed that I was the more masculine one in the situation. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Well, like, you've been very clear that you like femme girls. So.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean like
it just means she's been paying attention. You thought she was.
She somehow creeps on my shit.
And that's like, right. She's like, "Well." Well, Diana, you're going to be a lesbian. You're going to be man in lesbian relationship. You have to provide.
Yeah, like she all of a sudden wants me to be the man. I'm like, what the fuck? But like with my the last girl I did, it was like pretty equal. I mean,
that's
like,
how it should be.
Yeah, it should be like that. But
in all couples.
I think so. I think there's a lot of like give and take with like any healthy relationship, whether it's like friendship or anything. Like it's always you want to keep a balance. right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
So what was I going with the whole girlfriend? Oh, so my friend thought I was she hit me up, like, she lives in Iceland, and so she's one of my closest friends, but we don't really talk that much. She hit me up today just trying to catch up, and she was like, so any new girlfriends? I was like, I never have any old ones, like, I don't understand, like, I don't talk to, I don't have girlfriends, I don't date, none of that. And she's like, what? You're such a player. I was like, what the? Where do people get this conception of me?
You have a reputation to live up to.
That I never earned. Like, I don't understand.
That's the thing.
That's what I don't understand.
You,
like,
need to go out. You've obviously got a rep from something. What you need to go out is you need to go out and capitalize on that.
That's the problem. Like, I have a rep from something, from not doing anything. I don't. That's the thing that confused. I'm like, if I was the person that my friends see me as, I think my life would be just better. Like, I'd be happier.
Well, the thing is, if you go out and you just let the rep do the work for you and you just chill, I think you'll find things will go a lot smoother.
But no one else knows the rep. On top of that, when I actually have to talk to a girl, I think that's when they realize that the rep isn't true. So that's why I'm really confused.
Because you got no play player?
I ain't got no play game. I don't know. I don't know how to play the game. When I talk, like, sometimes I'll say something immediately after. I'm just like, that was really unattractive. Like, why did I do that? Like, and I'm not even, like, attractive enough to just stand around and look pretty. So, like, I, like, went up to my friends today, like, the other day, this weekend, and I was talking to them. I was like, you guys, I think I'm going to do makeup.
Okay.
And, then one of them corrected me and was like, I think you mean wear makeup. You don't actually do makeup unless you're, like, doing makeup.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you were going to take up cosmetology.
Yeah, I know. That's what. No, what I meant was I want to start putting on makeup because I like feel pretty and like do all that shit. But then like it gets like complicated. But I don't want to do a lot because then I feel, or wear a lot because then I feel like I'm just lying and I have to like maintain all that, and that's just a lot of work. But at the same time, for me to like make a difference, I have to wear a lot. So I'm like torn, and then I just like kind of gave up on the idea. The idea was good for like a day and a half where I just contemplated it. And
okay.
Then my friend told me, because I have small eyes, so they were like, maybe you should just wear eyeliner. I'm like, well, I have small eyes, so it's a little difficult. They're like, no, it's like, it's better to have eyeliner because it makes it look bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's smart. So, and then it turned into this conversation about like, if guys have small dicks, they should just put eyeliner on and a little bronzer and then make it better.
Yeah, so that's what you want.
that's exactly how you make your dick bigger, is eyeliner and bronzer. If it works for small eyes, should work for a small dick, right?
Yeah, here's the difference though. Straight girls don't really want to look at dick. By the time they want to look at it, but only for a second or two, and then they want to put it in them. So then you have to, just like you need to live up to your rep, you got to live up to the rep. So otherwise, you're just smearing makeup inside their vagina.
Ew, I never thought about that.
Or their mouth.
Ew.
One or the other, yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, so now they're disappointed in the size, and there's a terrible taste in their mouth and or vagina.
They should make flavored makeup. I think I'm onto something here. Like, flavored.
Well, they do it with gloss.
No, it doesn't taste the same. Does it?
No, no, it doesn't.
No, because I like.
It smells like something.
Yeah. No, because like, even like when you, like, I had this one girl and she, I hooked up with this one girl and she like wore a lot of makeup, and then like, it's just, you taste makeup and it's weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird. I don't like it, but I don't know, to each their own, I guess. I think they should have like a taste friendly makeup. I think I'm onto something. I'm gonna copyright that shit.
Okay.
And then just not do it and just so shelf it.
Just sit on it.
Yeah.
Hey, there's this show on Lifetime that I am weirdly in love with. And it's called Big Women, Big Love.
Oh God. Okay. Please continue.
Here it says, watch out, guys. These women are on the prowl and coming your way. Lifetime's all-new docu-soap, Big Women, Big Love. It's premiered on New Year's Day. It says, dating can be one of the most difficult parts of a woman's life, but being extra curvy can make it much more complicated. Big Women, Big Love examines the lives of 5-plus-size women as they navigate the tricky waters of the turbulent and sometimes harsh dating scene, struggling through bad dates and worse judgments. Shining a light on the group of women who rarely are the focus of TV cameras, the show provides a unique point of view on their experiences in love and life. Yeah, so it's on Wednesdays at 10 p.m.
See, this is now even if I just bought the rabbit ears, it wouldn't do anything because I want to watch this show and this is on cable.
Yeah, you might be able to watch it online. But
is there a trailer? Here's the thing. Oh, please tell me there's a trailer.
Oh, see, they got full episodes here right on.
Oh my God.
Right on mylifetime.com.
If no one hears from me on Wednesday.
Yeah. Being plus size and dating is not easy.
A lot of the guys are douchebags. It's a hit or miss situation.
Look at the tummy pop out. Bam! That says hamburgers. That says french fries.
Oh, that's mean.
Really don't feel well. Can I please just have a date? Be normal. First date queen strikes again.
I'm putting myself out there. I'm going out drinking and flirting. And
she was chewing on this guy's lower lip. Literally chewing on his lower lip.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So... in episode 2, all of the women traveled to L.A. for a dating seminar. A dating seminar called Supersize Your Love Life.
Oh, God. That's no.
Yes.
That's almost not okay to call it.
That's what they call it.
Oh, my God. I don't think that's okay.
Here's the thing.
She was chewing on his lip?
Yeah.
Was that supposed to be sexy?
I don't know what it's supposed to be. But if you actually watch the episode, at one point she goes... Is it okay if I put my hand on your thigh?
She asked him.
Yeah. And so here's what I figured out halfway through episode number 1.
Oh, my God.
So here's a group of plus-size women who think that their problem is that they're plus-size women, when in reality their problem is that they lack social skills and self-awareness.
That's true. Okay, I will give it up. Like, point out that guy was a douchebag. That was not cool.
Well,
but everything else, like her asking, yeah, that's it's like, yeah. I mean, the thing is, I relate to that because granted, I've never said that or done that, but that's pretty, if I can say that's bad, that's pretty bad.
Can I put my hand on your thigh?
At that point, you're just kind of looking. You're like, I think I'm not turned on anymore. I think I'm kind of done.
Yeah, the first two episodes are on mylifetime.com.
Oh,
so
thank you. Thank you for sharing that gem with me.
It's delightful. Let me share something. This is from episode 2. This is Jen and Jessica have a fight. And Jessica is a plus-size African-American woman from Atlanta who has lost 100 pounds but is still... significantly overweight, but she thinks she's thin now. And Jen is a white girl from LA with the world's most annoying voice. So they had a little dust up last week on the show at the seminar.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Jessica.
I'm Jen.
Oh, that's
I'm
really Jen. Her voice.
The dating seminar was super stressful at times and dramatic, like I got into a fight with Jess.
I don't also think that just because, like, you lose weight, then, like, you should be happy with yourself. You should be happy with yourself no matter what you
are. I'm going to break it down. Pretty girls, I have to hang out with pretty girls.
Yeah.
And even since losing that weight, I've adapted that mentality.
Yeah. No, I understand.
I don't hang out with, first of all, none of my girlfriends are full figured. For them, now I'm competition.
Right now I'm a size 18, and I'm happy being an 18.
Yeah, she thinks she's competition for thin girls. So
that was... What? Okay, I admit
that... this show's a hot mess.
This is like better than Bad Girls Club. I got over Bad Girls Club because they like purposely like think that it's like fake now. I mean, it was fake before, but now it's like not... they're not even trying, okay? Right. But this is like my replacement. Like, like just bad, like bad TV.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm so happy. And I was having a really bad day today too. Just made my day.
And so are you, listeners to the Well Hung podcast. Enjoy that. It's Big Women, Big Love. It's Wednesdays at 10 on Lifetime.
Oh my God.
And the full episodes are available on mylifetime.com. So you can check those out. I wouldn't don't wait on it because you have no idea how long they're going to leave.
No, I'm watching that when I get home tonight. I was going to work out. No, I am binge watching Big Woman, Big Love. That's what I'm doing tonight. So if y'all don't hear from me, that's because a new episode of Big Woman, Big Love came out.
We had on Wednesday.
I just don't understand. Like, I get, like, I agree. I mean, her voice is not my favorite, but like,
no,
I agree. Like, you should be happy regardless of your size. Granted, if it's a health issue, you should probably lose weight.
Yeah, but the problem was you have this one girl who is completely unaware.
No, yeah, that's a whole other issue.
Of the fact she's proudly proclaiming that she's lost 110 pounds and is now a slim and sexy 228.
How is she going to go around saying none of my friends are full figure because pretty girls only want to hang out with pretty girls? Bitch, do you not see? Like, first off, you can be pretty as a full figured woman. You can be gorgeous. But you can, like, pretty is, like, your personality, too. And that shows, like, to me that, yeah. Like, if I don't like your personality, I don't like your face. Like, there's this one really.
I don't like your face.
It's, like, really hard. There's this one girl I used to hook up with. And then, like, I hung out with her again. And I was just, like, she was talking. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I can't even look at you. Like, what the fuck was I thinking? And I thought she was the most beautiful person. And then again, there was a lot of factors involved with that. But still, like, I was just like, what the? Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just a rule of, like, if I don't like your personality, it's hard to look at your face. Because I can see it. I can see your shittiness, like, in your face. That's kind of that situation.
Okay, you mentioned the Golden Globes. You wanted to talk about Margaret Cho.
Oh, yeah.
She has no regrets about the running gag that she was in. Where she played a North Korean general at the Golden Globes. I didn't see all of the hits of this because I was, I fell asleep during the Golden Globes. But I did see the first one where she wanted to take a selfie. I don't know why, but it's generated more controversy than a Bill Cosby rape joke. Margaret Cho managed to do it at the Golden Globes award telecast with her appearance as Cho Young-ja, a North Korean general and journalist who hosts Tina Fey and Amy Poehler claimed was the newest member of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. In a nod to her role as the late North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il on Fey's 30 Rock, the actor and comedian donned a military uniform, spoke in a heavy accent, and affected gruff humorlessness and some unexpected insight into Orange is the New Black. It's funny, but not ha-ha funny. Orange is the New Black. Not funny.
I want to say it's funny. I think it's just, like, so, like, intriguing with the storylines and stuff like that. That's why I like it.
And I respect that. But I have people tell me that it's really, really funny. And I'm just like, no, it is not.
It has its moments. But, yeah, it's not, like, I wouldn't classify it as comedy for sure. I would classify it as drama.
Yeah, the weird thing is that, like, Nurse Jackie is categorized as a comedy. And that is not. It's a really good show and I like it, but it's not a comedy.
That's not a comedy. Yeah. It's a really good show. That's so weird. They classified those as... Okay, whatever.
So anyway, the bit instantly became divisive. The most divisive aspect of the ceremony, with some calling it out as a racist caricature and others defending it as genuinely edgy moment. What do you think? I mean, you're Korean. What did you think? I mean, you've seen bits of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen... Okay, so I saw the selfie bit. I saw, like, other little parts here and there. I don't know. What was the line that she used, the rice thing? She's like, I'm not playing the race card. I'm playing the rice card.
Yeah, she worked in a pun.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I don't know about that particular... I think that was kind of whatever. But overall, I thought the bit was kind of present in the time, especially with what happened. So I guess it was, like... I thought it was something that would have happened. I don't think there's, like, really anything wrong. Like, what are they saying? It's like she's being racist or some shit. I'm like, that's not, like, it's weird. She brought up, I read, like, her response about, like, how, you know, this is our way, like, for Asian Americans to, like, kind of see themselves on our terms and what we want to see. So, like, Fresh Off the Boat is this show that's coming up, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if it started yet or not, but it's about this Asian family that moved to America, which I thought some of the bits of the show were funny, but overall, I'm not a fan of the show, right. And I haven't seen it yet. But it's because that skit, that setup, has been done before plenty of times. It's the Asian version of Blackish. So there's, like, all these white family sitcoms that's happened, right? Then we have Blackish, and then finally we're going to put the Asian one out there, which has kind of, like, been done already. That whole plot has been done. But that's how people want to see Asians, and it's kind of like, all right, yay, we're being seen on TV, but at the same time, it's like, yay, this was already, like, it's old now. On top of that, like, it was weird because the dad is super, like, Americanized, but the mom has an Asian accent. And I was just like, that's usually not what happens. But it was nice to see an Asian comic, especially, like, someone that put something out there that was different. I thought it was a cool bit in the sense that it was interesting. It was nice, but I don't think like she should be hated on for it. I think it was something that was like predictable that something, of course, something like this was going to happen. Just like we all knew that Amy and Tina were going to do Bill Cosby jokes. Like we all knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, of course.
So it was just one of those things that like, I thought it was cool that, you know, that we were represented by our own people in that way. And she's also South and North Korean, so she was like, I can do it because you know, she's part North Korean. And I'm like, I guess, but I don't know. I feel like if even if she was just full South Korean, she's allowed to do that bit anyway.
She was asked to participate in the ceremony several weeks ago. She worked on the jokes with Tina and Amy, so yeah, she tweeted, I'm of mixed North South Korean descent. You imprison, starve, and brainwash my people. You get made fun of by me. Hashtag haters gonna hate. Hashtag free speech.
What'd you think of the bit?
I didn't think it was that funny. which, you know, six to one, half a dozen to another. I mean, I knew where it was going. It was nothing. There was nothing that I was like, oh, that's surprising. It was all sort of almost paint by numbers for me in terms of how the comedy's going to go. But that's kind of how award shows are.
I think I would agree with that. I didn't think it was like the most funny bit. But I thought, like, it was kind of like, yeah, it was going to happen. Like,
I think it would have been funnier if Reese Witherspoon would have done the bit instead of Margaret Cho.
Why?
Just because it would have been hilariously awful. That's where
I think that's where, like, shit would have went down to
she's
Reese Witherspoon.
She's a really good actress, though. Look, if she can play June Carter Cash, she can play North Korean general.
Oh my god, I don't know if I agree with that completely, but I think it was cool that Margaret Cho put, you know, Koreans, especially Asians, out there. But at the same time, like, yeah, I didn't think it was the funniest thing. I thought it was kind of like it just, I don't know, like the reactions from the crowd too. I don't know if it was like they're scared for like not to laugh, or just like they didn't think it was funny. It was just kind of like it fell flat, I think.
Yeah, it didn't seem there was nothing really inspired by it. But I mean, I watched the whole show, and there were a couple of chuckle moments. I think the funniest moment of the show was the whole setup about George Clooney, where they're talking about all of the things that his wife has accomplished.
Oh, that was my favorite moment of the show. That's probably why I was like, whatever about everything else. Like, Margaret Cho, hats off to her. She is one of my idols. I do look up to her. But that moment where they called out George Clooney and Amal, like, that was fucking amazing.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
Yeah, you're just in it for the man bashing. I understand.
Oh, of course, yes, man bashing. But it was the way they did it was really funny, because then Tina Fey afterwards was like, well, that's Hollywood for you. He gets a Lifetime Achievement Award. Oh, that was great.
All right, Diana, it's time to wrap this up. Do you have a bitches preach for us?
Oh, I think I just came up with one. If I don't like your personality, I don't like your face. I think that's just a general rule that we're going to go by. I think you shared the best thing that I have heard, at least I have heard in a while, was a big woman, big love. I think that nothing can top that. So no matter what I say after that, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun show.
It's amazing.
Whether you want to empathize with them or laugh at them, big women, big love is a good time to be had by all. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. By the way, if you like the show and you want to support it, the best way to do it is to go to natedarlingshow.com, where the show is hosted, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then shop like you normally would. It helps support the show, and it doesn't cost anything extra. So it's how we bring you great shows like this, and I just got the bill for another year of web hosting, so that's coming up soon. So shop, 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 babies. All right, another show next week. We'll see you on the Nate Darling Show on Wednesday. Bye. Walking down the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind. He put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got. I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you want to live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. Take
couple strands. You know that.